Hi, Language Arts Lady here, Donna Riche, with another episode of 10 Minute Grammar. Today is episode number 26, and it is about the third and final foundational tool that I use in teaching writing. So I have so many tools in my tool belt. I have so many protocols, so many systems, so many foundation frameworks and so forth that I use, but there are three that are used repeatedly that I like to teach separately, that I like for my students to learn separately so that they have all of the skills that they need going into any time this might be used. So the first 2 weeks we had, this is the third week of three, the first week we had the writing boxes. And that was episode number 24. And I taught how to use those and then also how to make them for yourself. But you don't need to because there's a freebie, a Language Arts Lady blog for you subscribers to just download and use. And there's a video of me teaching you how to use it. So you can't go wrong, right? Okay, so then secondly was how to outline and write from a sentence by sentence outline from a given source. And so with that, I taught, how to choose materials and how to know how many sentences and paragraphs and how to lay it out and the difficulties and so forth. But again, you don't need it because there is a freebie. All three of these foundational protocols, techniques all have freebies just for another week or two at the Language Arts Lady blog. So today, episode number 26 is how to do the checklist challenge. So it's how to use any writing checklist with your students to teach them how to edit their own paper. All right, now mine is called the Checklist Challenge because it is a challenging checklist of items for editing. Right, but you can make one yourself. You can use the free one that I have right now at LAL Blog, and then you also in all my tools and tricks book and every first semester book of Meaningful Composition has all three of these how-tos so that we get those semesters started off right. So first of all, let me talk about the free book because then you will understand what I'm referring to when I help you try to figure out how you could come up with one on your own if you don't want to use mine. All right, so every checklist challenge skill in this how-to book has a separate page. So normally, checklist challenge is 2 pages, 3 pages, 4 pages long, depending on the grade level, and it has the tasks all laid out, one task at a time, and then the next one, and the next one with check boxes and so forth, and samples, and it's just amazing. I've used it for 22 years when I first created it for another publishing company, and but this how-to has each task at the top of a page. And then you walk through all the instructions for that task and you do it to the paper that's given. So every task is taught systematically, individually, as opposed to just here, do a checklist. All right, another thing is that there are samples of all of the coding. So what that means is that you have a sample paragraph. In this case, I think it was Pinocchio. No, it might have been. Oh, it just left me which one it is. Anyway, whichever one it is, I have so many books and so many lessons. Whichever one it is, it has a sample paragraph with all of the checklist challenge changes done to it in pen and then coded and highlighted so that you can see them easily, so that you can see what a completed checklist challenge looks like. Every writing project that I give to students, 99%, I don't even know what wouldn't, but every project in my books has a student sample, a sample that either one of my past students have written or in the last 5 years that my writing assistant has written. So they all have samples of what it should look like, and that is a big lifesaver. So if you get this freebie, you will get that checklist challenge done to a paper with all the coding and all the things so that you can see how it's supposed to look. And even more importantly, your student can see what it's supposed to look like. All right, and also the other beauty of the how-tos in this book is that it takes each task, like I said, one per page, but it also goes through one paragraph and you do all the tasks to one paragraph with the book. And then you're ready to do another paragraph all the way through again yourself. So it's very, very much a lot of hand-holding and a lot of directed instruction, which is what director writing instruction is what I am known for. All right, so tips for doing this yourself. So some ways that you can either use mine or create your own. First of all, it's very important that the grammar that your student is learning is linked to their writing checklist. And this is really hard to put into a curriculum because what does your student know versus my student versus the student over here and the student over there? So in my checklist challenges, all of them, not just the how-to lessons, they all have a little key that tells what an adjective is. And then they have examples. If you can't think of any, you might want to use one of these. So samples are everywhere throughout each task. So even if the grammar is, you know, maybe they did prepositions 3 weeks ago and they can't remember how to do prepositional phrase openers, it's no problem because it is right there in the checklist challenge task itself. All right, next, there should be no vagueness. So when we tell our kids, we want them to change some verbs and make it stronger. We want them to use some vocabulary that they've never used before. We want you to add some openers and combine a couple sentences, put a title on it, you know, just make it better. Okay, that is vague, right? That's way too vague. So we don't want anything vague. We want it to be very, very precise and no brainer. So they know exactly what they're doing. We as adults like to know exactly what we're doing, and so do kids. So there's no vagueness as to what they should do. Again, there are samples. It doesn't matter which book you use. There's going to be a sample of that done. Be sure also that you call whatever you're asking them to do what it really is. So sometimes we just say things like, well, add openers, or we say things like, you know, add describers, and that's okay for really young children, but we want them to know, add an adjective. And it even says in there, how are you going to find out where to add it? Look for your nouns. Add an adverb to an action. I mean, add an adverb, yeah, to an action verb. How will you know? You already circled your verbs. Go find an action verb that needs an adverb added to it. Right. So no separation, if you will, of the grammar and the writing, right? That the grammar is linked to the writing. You may have heard me say before that phonics is for reading and spelling, and grammar is for speaking and writing, right? Grammar is for writing. That's what it's for. So we want to be sure that it is linked, that the grammar is linked to the tasks that we're asking them to do. Also, do everything with the students for a little bit. So you want to do a couple of checklist challenges with them, sitting right beside them. Okay, now that you've, you know, added that adjective to paragraph two, what color did you highlight it in paragraph one? Orange. Okay, we're going to highlight this adjective in orange. Now let's go highlight our box and let's make them match so that they are coded, so that they are easy to check. All right. And there are many videos on how to do the coding also that will be included at the Language Arts Lady blog with this episode. I have like four or five how I teach videos that explain to you how to use the coding. Busy homeschooling moms do not have time to go through and look and see if the student did add an adverb or did add an adjective or did skip something in this paragraph or skip something in that paragraph. So the coding is going to be really important. So if you create your own checklist challenge, be sure that you have some sort of system so that every paragraph has a checkbox and it's very, very clear. It's not vague for the student and it's easy for you to check also. But do the first few checklist challenges with your students. And for your younger students and even your middles, don't do a whole checklist challenge right off the bat. Do maybe the first four tasks the first week. The next week, do four more tasks to another paper, or do eight tasks, then four plus four, and keep going until they are used to and accustomed to the whole checklist challenge. All right. So it can be overwhelming. My kids now, they flip and they're like, you know, high schoolers are like, oh, six pages for the checklist challenge. Our papers are 10 paragraphs. She's trying to kill us again, you know, and we need to call the child abuse hotline. All this kind of stuff. I love them so much. But they're used to it and they know it. But with the younger kids or with new kids, when we're asking for all of these new skills all at the same time, you know how I feel about that. We want to be sure that we are giving them all the tools. We're giving them the tools incrementally, and we're there by their side to help them through it. Thank you so much for joining me for episode number 26 of 10 Minute Grammar. I'm Donna Reish, aka Language Arts Lady. All of the freebies, all of the 10 Minute Grammar episodes, all of the How I Teach videos, and so much more. Those things are all available at the Language Arts Lady blog. So be sure to subscribe there and follow me on Instagram so that you can get daily grammar and writing tips. Thanks a lot.